Frazier Inspiration Station. It is a What You Think Thursday, 877-545-6643. Lonnie, what do you think about this? Next caller wanted to remain anonymous, and here is what she had to say.
I'm trying to figure out if I should trust my husband or not. He's been messing around with his, classmate. So we've been married for a little over 20 years.
Mm-hmm.
And he just keeps lying, saying he's never talked to her, but doesn't text her. But I check the phone records, and I see that he's texted her and talked to her, but he keeps saying there's no relationship going on there. No, he's not, you know, he's being faithful to me, and I don't know what to believe.
Well, the information that you need, it sounds like you have, depending on what was said in the text messages.
Well, he keeps deleting the text messages, so I can't really I can't read the text messages.
Okay.
I know from phone calls and records that he's been texting her, but of course I can't read it because by the time he gets home, the phone records are up. He's deleted his text message.
Okay, gotcha. Well, here's your conversation, because if you approach him with, I know you're doing this, you might as well just fess up to it, then it's going to immediately go into offense defense, all right?
Yes, that's what's been happening.
All right, and you know that he loves you?
Yes, I
do. Okay, so for whatever reason, this third party is a part of your experience. So how you approach it has everything to do with what you get out of him. Here's your conversation. For some reason, whenever you get home, as you know, I'm always looking for the phone records because I'm discontented right now. I'm disconnected from us. There is a downfall in us, and it has to do with this other girl that I know exists, that you know exists. You tell me there's nothing going on, and I want to believe that. But as your wife, I need you to do something more for me to help me feel comfortable about that, because I don't want to live a life of every time you walk out of the house, I am worried about who you're with or where you're going. So if you could tell me why the deleted text messages are only from her, I can read any other text message, but when it comes to hers, they're always deleted. And that's where my disconnect is. So if you can help me understand why you do that, maybe it'll help me understand why I'm feeling like I'm feeling, because this is bad for me. The more you talk about you and less about her, the more you keep this thing about you and him and less about him defending him and her.
Right, yeah. Well, he's already said, no, I haven't talked to her, I haven't done anything. I said, well, why are you lying? And I printed out the text message.
Stop talking, because where you're missing me is you want to be proven right and you want to prove him wrong. He wants to be proven right and he wants to send you off the scent of this thing. You follow what I'm saying? So when you're doing that as your goal, you end up in an argument.
Yes,
and an argument cuts off all lines of understanding. Have you talked to her?
What I did, I called her. And come to find out, she knows a whole lot more. She's telling me a whole lot more than what my husband's telling me.
And what did she say?
That he sends her birthday cards.
Okay.
Well, she said there's nothing. She said they have nothing going on.
Okay.
So, I have faith and, I pray about it and do I believe him?
I don't. Has he lied to you before?
Yes, he has.
All right. So there's a trust issue here. And the underlying factor, the underlying foundation of this problem is trust. And unless we get back to a level of trust, we don't have anything. I'm not saying that he's lying. He could be telling the truth. But the fact that there's no foundation of trust there is where you're shaking. Yes. So our conversation has to do with how do we get back to trusting each other? Because I'm going to tell you the truth. I talked to the girl and the girl said there's nothing going on. But for some reason, you're probably deleting your texts because you think I know that there's something going on, or you think that I think that there's something going on. So in order for it not to look bad, you try to just take it all out altogether. You follow what I'm saying?
Yes, I do.
So there very well may not be anything in those text messages that are bad, but he knows every time you even see her name that that's a bad look for the two of you. So he may be trying to protect you from that.
Yeah.
But your goal is to get that trust back between the two of you. If you go anywhere else other than that, that's going to paint a bad picture. Now, here's what's going to cause the major shift in your conversation. You need to start every conversation about this with prayer, and you need for him to hear you pray about what your outcome, what your desired outcome is, what your heart is feeling, how broken you are, or what this is doing to your spirit man. In that prayer, pray for a conclusion, pray for an understanding, pray for a new cohesiveness so that he hears that and that is put into the atmosphere before you start the conversation. I'm telling you, prayer changes things.
Okay, thank you.
It's the Lonnie Hunter Show on Praise.